This is Martha Ragland, the fruitcake lady. Martha, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Earl.
And you've got a George Beverly Shea memory.
Yes, I do.
Share it with us.
All right. It was back in 1956 or 57, and I had gone to Nashville with Rachel Kidwell, who owned Rachel's Dress Shop, on Macaulay Avenue, and we were going to have lunch with Annabelle Clements, which was the governor's sister, at the governor's mansion. So we were in the hotel lobby, and I heard someone holler, "Martha Brown." And I turned around, and it was Jim Witherington, the bass singer for the Statesman's Quartet. And he came up and asked Rachel and I, "What are y'all doing over here?" So we told him, and he said, "Well, at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have a recording session with George Beverly Shea, and it's only 2 blocks down the street." And said, "Why don't y'all come down for the recording session?" We told him if we got back from our luncheon and from out at the governor's mansion that we would. And we made it a point then to get back to go. And so we heard George Beverly Shea, the Statesman, back him on How Great Thou Art at RCA Records in 1956 or 57.
I would love to get my hands on a copy of that recording.
Do you know, I may have that record here somewhere, and if I do, Earl, I'll bring it to you.
Great. Did you get to meet Mr. Shea?
I certainly did.
What did you say to him?
Wonderful person.
What did you say to him?
Well, Jim introduced us and told him that we were from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and all of that. And he said, "Well, how wonderful of you to come for the recording session." Well, Earl, we didn't want him to know we weren't over there for that purpose. So we told him that we wanted to hear him, and also How Great Thou Art, that we had heard about this song and all of this. And then afterwards, after they got through recording, we went back to the hotel, Rachel and I did, and they were having a jam session in one of the rooms there at the hotel. But there was such a crowd there that you could not get in.
But you never will forget meeting George Beverly Shea.
No, I won't. He was a very gracious gentleman. He really was.
And he's left us so much good music.
He really has.
Yes. 100 years young on Sunday. Don't you hope you make it to be 100?
Well, I don't know, Earl.
It's unbelievable. I've been listening and playing his music all my life.
I know you have.
And part of yours, too.
Yes.
Martha, thank you for sharing that story with us.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.